With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Virginians head to the polls this election day, wrapping up a tumultuous state campaign season. While routine policies of taxes, public safety, and education are all on the ballot, conservatives say a more insidious issue is also at stake. Here's reporter Anne Marie Morgan.
The season was marred by praise for Charlie Kirk's murder, violent texting, arrests for threats to lawmakers, and opposing Turning Point clubs, all aimed at conservatives. The Family Foundation's Victoria Cobb warns of intimidation tactics.
That's the cost of losing. That's why it's so important that we win. In every single tiny place that a leftist has power, we see them use every ounce of it to advance extremism while shutting down all competing viewpoints.
She says wise voting is essential. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
And in the U.S. Senate this afternoon, the government shutdown continuing.
On this vote, the yeas are 54, the nays are 44, 3/5 of the Senate duly chosen and sworn, and not having voted in the affirmative, the motion is not agreed to.
For the 14th time since the Senate has failed to attain the supermajority tally of 60 votes needed to invoke cloture on the House continuing resolution that would reopen the government. The fall COVID-19 vaccine is off to a slow start for Pfizer.
U.S. sales of its Comirnaty shots are down 25% after federal regulators narrowed recommendations on who should get the shots. Approval of updated shots also came several weeks later than usual, and Pfizer says that hurt sales as well. Many Americans get vaccinations in the fall, and experts say interest in COVID-19 shots has been on the decline, a trend that they say could pick up this fall. Rich Thomason, Washington.
This is SRN News. A new ranking of pro-life states.
It comes from Americans United for Life, and it carries a lot of weight now that Roe v. Wade is gone and abortion is truly a state-by-state matter. Coming in number one as the most pro-life state in the union is Arkansas. Louisiana is in the number two spot, followed by Indiana, Oklahoma, and Mississippi. Rounding out the top 10 most pro-life states are South Dakota, Arizona, Kentucky, Idaho, and Tennessee. The least pro-life state is Oregon.
That is correspondent Michael Harrington reporting. The Pentagon has reportedly rolled out a new policy that will reduce the ability for transgender troops who've been banned from the service to reverse that decision. Currently, a transgender soldier can appeal to a panel of his peers to argue for his right to stay in the military. The Associated Press reports that under the new rules, a military commander can override the decision of any panel of peers. This is SRN News. He initially survived the partial collapse of a medieval tower in Rome, but the man who was working on the ancient building at the time has now died, and it happened shortly after his rescue because of the injuries he sustained. We get more from correspondent Charles D. Ledesma in this report.
Firefighters late on Monday finally managed to extract a worker from beneath the rubble inside a medieval tower that partially collapsed during renovation work in the heart of Italy's capital. But the joy of that rescue proved short-lived. The man didn't withstand the trauma he'd suffered and died soon after. Italy's Premier Giorgia Meloni said in a statement after midnight, "I express deep sorrow and condolences on behalf of myself and the government for the tragic loss of Octave Stroicki, the worker who was killed in the collapse of the tower in Rome." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 284 points. More on these stories at srnnews.com.